Christmas was a big event as far as we were concerned. It was a tree, and my mother made an effort to have one gift for everybody, and it could be like a pair of stockings. Well, of course, the orange. The orange had to be in the stocking because the stores didn't have oranges the rest of the time. That was something that had to be brought in from way outside. We didn't know where way outside was even. So it was that, maybe a new pair of mittens or stockings or a toy, a whistle, things like that, small things. But there was always, and the Christmas tree, of course, and that was a big deal, setting that up Christmas Eve. And my dad was old school. He didn't want us to bring the tree in until Christmas Eve and then keep it all during the Christmas season until January 6th, Epiphany. And decorating it was what decorations you had, which were mostly homemade. And probably 1925 would have been maybe 6 years old. I had, I don't know, a dime or something like that before Christmas. I don't recall what, but anyway, I had bought this great big blue ball to go on the tree. So I put it on, and I got it right out front where, you know, where it would show good and everything like that. But we had a door that went to another room that swung out and hit it and broke it. Broke my heart. Absolutely broke my heart. I've never forgotten it. See, that was way back in 1925. Then I think the next year, I wanted a pair of skis. And I remember telling one of the neighborhood boys, I hope Santa Claus is going to bring me a pair of skis. And he assured me that Santa Claus was going to bring them, you know, absolutely. Well, I didn't get the skis. I don't know if I told anybody or not that I wanted skis, but I did. Up in here in my head, I wanted it. But I've always remembered that he still believed in Santa Claus, even though that year I lost faith in him. In our family, I don't think there was that much, a lot of cooking ahead, except just the regular cooking. Christmas Day itself was the big day. And my mother used to make a nut cake that was absolutely out of this world. And I've tried it. I've tried it myself a dozen times, and it's never the same. It's just, I just can't do it. And I just can't remember what we had for breakfast even. But Christmas dinner was chicken or turkey. Of course, potatoes we had. Squash we had, and pies. Apple pie as a rule. Mince pie. Yeah, mince or apple, one of the two. Both made from local ingredients. Cake. And Christmas candy was, you know, the ribbon candy. That was one of the things that you purchased beforehand. That was almost a staple. But I guess the thing that I remember most about Christmas was the Christmas dinner and the family all being together. And it was a fun time because we were a big family. In the morning, we opened up our gifts and then had dinner. And then after that, it was conversation and maybe a little music. The boys did guitars and things like that. It was homespun stuff, but hot stuff, they thought. It's just a good time, a nice time. And usually it was only for the day because we didn't all live in the same area, particularly as we got older, and particularly during the war. They were either in service or on a construction job someplace on a defense industry thing. The thing that we looked forward to was, could everybody get home? And, of course, when they did, you know, glad to see everybody and that sort of thing. I guess probably the last Christmas I remember of the family all being together was in 1940, probably would have been 43 maybe. And my brothers were in the service. And, in fact, it was the last time that my brother Lewis was home because he was shot down in 44. And might have been 42, one of the two, anyway. But the family was all home, and it was wartime, and things were hard to come by. Even, they just were. And my mother wanted to have a present, make sure that everybody had one gift. And we'd done pretty good. We'd had socks, and we had hankies, and we had all kinds of little things like that. But we were too short, two gifts short, and we didn't know what we were going to do, because there'd be two people. So, this is one of a kind stories. So, my father had just killed two pigs some prior time before, and we knew we had to have those two gifts, and we didn't know what we were going to do, so we went through all the people who would appreciate a joke more than anybody else, and we decided that, okay, my husband would be one, and my older brother would be the other one, because they were they were that type of person. They would appreciate a joke. So we had, from the two pigs, it was two pigs' tails. One was a curly one like this, and one was a straight one, and so we wrapped them up, that two people. And they thought it was hilarious, but everybody got a gift. We really and truly didn't have the gifts. That was it. We had the family together, and we had a very good meal and everything like that. And it was a fun it was fun. I think it was 43. So that's my story for Christmas. That was about it for Christmas.